George Bush suffered from what might be called vice president's disease. He was seen as timid. By the time of the Republican convention, polls showed him 17 points behind his Democratic opponent. But he gave a remarkably effective speech that did more than anything else to win the election. He showed he would carry Reagan's mantle, but with a gentler approach.
An election that's about ideas and values is also about philosophy. And I have one. At the bright center is the individual. And radiating out from him or her is the family, the essential unit of closeness and of love. For it's the family that communicates to our children, to the 21st century, our culture, our religious faith, our traditions and history. And I believe that power must always be kept close to the individual, close to the hands that raise the family and run the home. We're a nation of community, of thousands and tens of thousands of ethnic, religious, social, business, labor union, neighborhood, regional, and other organizations, all of them varied, voluntary, and unique. A brilliant diversity spread like stars, like a thousand points of light in a broad and peaceful sky. The fact is, prosperity has a purpose. It's to allow us to pursue the better angels, to give us time to think and grow. Prosperity with a purpose means taking your idealism and making it concrete by certain acts of goodness. Some would say it's soft and insufficiently tough to care about these things. But where is it written that we must act if we do not care, as if we're not moved? Well, I am moved. I want a kinder and gentler nation.
But Bush's eloquent speech contained the seeds of his own defeat 4 years later, after he raised taxes.
And I'm the one who will not raise taxes. My opponent now says he'll raise them as a last resort or a third resort. But when a politician talks like that, you know that's one resort he'll be checking into. My opponent won't rule out raising taxes, but I will, and the Congress will push me to raise taxes, and I'll say no, and they'll push, and I'll say no, and they'll push again, and I'll say to them, read my lips. No.